We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh Bechinas Shalosh Shnei Orla. Based on what we've been learning now, we'll be able to understand the concept of the 3 years of Orla and Netar Vay, the fourth year, regarding the produce of a tree. Kikishenoitin Elon. The Torah teaches us that when we plant a tree, osur lecho mipeirosov, we're forbidden to eat from the fruit of the tree, ad sheyeshaber vivatel mimenu haklipois hakoidmen lapri, until we eliminate the klipois, the husks, that precede the fruit, sheheim arba klipoisanal, which are the four klipois that we mentioned earlier. Sheklulin begeus, which are all included in the bad characteristic of gaiva, arrogance. Ki ho ilon tzoruch biru zeh beyoser. Rav Nosson Zal points out, a tree requires this tikkun more than anything else. Machmas shetchilas chet Adam Rishon hoyaideh ho ilon, because the sin of Adam Rishon was with a tree. Shehu Eitz Hadas Toivara. V'chol Chetoi Hoyo Al Yedei Geus. Now Rav Nosson Zal points out that the entire sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas was tied into gaiva, arrogance. How? Shehichnis Bohem Hanocho Shakadmoini, which the evil snake injected into them. How? Sheomar Lahim, the snake said to Adam and Chava, you know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this tree? Because he knows if you eat from this tree, v'hiyisem kelikim, you'll be just like Hashem. You'll be as great as Hashem. So when they went ahead and ate from the tree, what were they looking for? They were looking to be sherotzu lehizgois, velalois, ulehidomois atzmoi le'elyon. They wanted to be great. They wanted to rise up and be comparable to Hashem. Because a tree, by its nature, a tree is something that grows tall, tall and strong and powerful. And therefore the tree is a symbol of gaiva, arrogance. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki kigivoya arozim govhu. They were tall like the tall cedar trees. And again, the word govoya means tall. The word govoya is also miloshin geus. Alkein tzoruch birur godoil levatel mipeirosov bechinas achizas ageus. Therefore, it requires a major effort and a major tikkun to eliminate the gaiva from the fruit of a tree. Shehu bechinas klal kol hamidos ruas kanal. And we said that the word gaiva is an umbrella term that represents all the different midos ruas, because all of them are included in gaiva. V'alkein hizhironu, therefore the Torah instructed us, va'araltem orlosoi espirioi sholeshonim, that we should refrain from eating the produce of a tree during its first 3 years that it produces. Sheloi lechol mipeirosov sholeshonim, kedei levatel sholesh klipois hatmeois legamri. By refraining those first 3 years, we eliminate, we destroy the three klipois that we described in the previous year are all bad, completely tamei. Shehim bechinas sholesh bechinas geis hanal. That corresponds to the three forms of gaiva that we spoke about earlier in one category. Gaiva against those that are greater than me, equal to me, and smaller than me. Ubashono horviyis, and on the fourth year, tzorech lahalois haperois liyushalayim. The Torah instructs us that in order to be able to eat the produce of the fourth year, we have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ki Yerushalayim bechinas yiro sholem, because the Torah tells us that Yerushalayim gets its name from yiro sholem, complete perfection of yiro. כמו שם רבוי סנוסל, as our rabbis tell us, היינו בחינס שלמוס הירו, ששום עיקר השלמוס. When a person is צריך to perfect yira, that's the real perfection, that's real shlemus. Rabbeinu Salz in a Torah in the Kutaman points out the pasuk ki ein machzor li reyov. Those who are the yirei Hashem, those who have the proper fear and respect for Hashem, ein machzor, they don't lack, they're not lacking in anything. That's shlemus. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, where there is yira, there is shlemus. So these two go together. Sheze zoichim al yedei anova. And the way that a person is zoichet to shlemus hayira is through anova, through humility. Kama shekoso shom batoranal, as Rabbeinu Zal points out in chapter 14 in Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. We know the pasuk, ekev anova, yiras Hashem. That compared to humility, Yiras Hashem is like the heel of the foot. So if a person has humility, for sure, they have Shleimus Hayira. Ki Yerushalayim Ir Melucha Shel Yisrael. Because Yerushalayim is the capital city of the Jewish nation, Shehu Malchus Digdusha, who represent, the Jewish people represent the Malchus of Kedusha, the Malchus of holiness. The Jews are called Yisrael Mamshelo Yisrael, the kingdom of Hashem. V'ikr ha-gedula v'ha-malchus d'gedusha hu b'chinas anova v'shiflus amiti k'ma shekosov atmor zal b'ha-toyra b'er chafaru asorim. Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that the main kingdom and greatness, which is the kingdom of Kedusha, is humility. Humbleness. That's the real Malchus of Kedusha. As Rabbeinu Zal points out in chapter 72 in the second half of Likut Imran, the Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Bimkoim Gedulosoi Shom Atomoitzan Resanusoi. Where you find his greatness, there you find his humility. So we see that in Judaism, when we speak about Gedula, when we speak about kingdom, Malchus, whether it's Hashem, or whether it's the Jewish kings who were real kings, proper kings, they were known for their humility. Dovar HaMelech said, V'anoichi toilas v'loyish. I'm a worm, I'm not a person. And by Hashem, the Gemara points out, where you find Hashem's greatness, there you find his humility. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei shemalin. So we said Yerushalayim is the ir malucha, the city of Malchus, and Malchus is humility. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei shemalin haperois l'shom, by bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim, zoichin levatel ulevarer klipas noiga, we're zoichin to eliminate and to sort out the klipa of noiga, to be able to extract the good from it and eliminate the bad, ad sheyizke lebechino horavius shel shiflas anal, to the point where the person is zoichin to the fourth level of humility, Dehainu sheyihye shofo v'yonov tachas madregosoi, meaning that whatever level the person is on, even if he's the bottom, the lowest one, still, that isn't enough for humility. That's the truth. If a person says, I don't have a dollar to my name, and he doesn't have a dollar to his name, he's not being humble, he's being honest. If a person says, I'm an idiot, and he is an idiot, that's not humility, that's honesty. But if a person is half an idiot, and the person says, I'm a whole idiot, I'm a complete idiot, that's humility. He considers himself less than what he is, even though what he is very low, very far down. So he said that's the fourth level of humility. Shezeh ikar hashiflus. That's the real humility. When a person considers himself less than what he is. And he knows what he is. Most people don't know what they are. Most people think they're much, much greater than they really are. We're talking about a person who's one of the rare breed who knows himself very, very well. And he knows exactly how bad he is and how weak he is and how everything he's lacking. And therefore, he knows that his true rating would be a minus 10,000. But for himself, in order to serve Hashem and everything, he considers himself a minus 50,000 or a minus 100,000. Bechinas hashiflus shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashom, like the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, she'omar, who said, v'nachnu mo, we are nothing, we are zero. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, and this is why the Torah writes about Yerushalayim, Liosid, in the future. This is a pasuk in Zechariah Hanavi, chapter 14, pasuk 10, if I'm not mistaken. The pasuk begins by saying that Hashem is going to lower all the mountains. Hashem is going to make everything flat, flatland. Everything is going to be Mishar, except Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not going to be flattened. And therefore, Yerushalayim is going to be Verama. Yerushalayim is going to be above. Yerushalayim is going to be high up, since everything else is going to be lowered and flattened. But the pasuk says, Verama, Yerushalayim will be high, tall, Ve'yoshvo tachtecho, and it will remain in its place. Now the word tachtecho, the way Rashi defines it there and the other commentaries, means bimkoimo, in its place. But the word tachtecho in Hebrew also means under, beneath. Tachas means beneath. So the pasuk is saying Vera'ama, Yerushalayim will be great, v'yoshvo tachtecho, and it will sit beneath. Ze bechinas hanal. This is that fourth level of humility that we spoke about. Bechinas b'mokim gedulosoi, Shoma tamoitzan v'senusoi. That way, when it comes to holiness, when you find greatness, you find humility. V'zehu, this is why the pasuk describes Yerushalayim, v'ro'amo, it's going to be great, it's going to be tall. Shekol ma shetigba v'torum v'tisnase lamala yoser. The more that Yerushalayim will rise up and be exalted and higher, v'yoshvo tachteho. It will simultaneously sit below, beneath itself. Yerushalayim will be in that category that we spoke about earlier of a person considering himself beneath, below what he really is, tachtov. Meaning, shekol hayoshvim shom, all those that will live in Yerushalayim, Yizku l'shiflus ho'amiti, will be zeicha to this greatness, which means v'yoshvo tachteho, to this true humility. L'haktin atzmon mimadregas atzmon, to consider themselves lower than what their true madrega is. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'alkein hoya b'Yerushalayim mu'et machzik es hamaruba. And this is why the Torah tells us about the greatness of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim had that quality, that spiritual quality, that a small area could contain a huge, huge amount of people or a huge amount of homes. Ki me'oilam lo'yomar odom tzar li hamokim sholem v'Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Perkei Avos points out that no Jew ever said, I can't find a room, I can't find room to sleep in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is big enough for everybody. Why? What makes it so large? It's so many thousands of square miles? No. Ki kol zmeh machmas shiflus ubitul. This is all because of that quality of humility and nullification. Bechinas ayin, nothingness. When a person is nothing, or when a place is nothing, it has that beetle, it has that quality of humility, that place is everything. It can contain as much as you want. It can expand to whatever size it has to. Ki anova bechinas ayin v'efes hu bebechinas bilti gvul. Because humility, which is synonymous with nothingness, zero, that zero also means unlimited, no boundaries. V'yochoy lahachzik hakoil, and therefore it can contain everything. Something that has boundaries has limitations. When something has no bound, nothing has no limitations, has no boundaries. V'al kein machma sheirushalayim hu bebechinas anova v'shiflus. And therefore, because as we've just proven, Yerushalayim represents the city of humility, therefore, sheze ikar kedushasa, and that's the main holiness of Yerushalayim. That's the greatness of Yerushalayim. This quality of humility, ki ikar hakedusha hu anova v'shiflus, because the main holiness comes from humility. That's why we have this mitzvah that on the fourth year, bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. In order to remove from the fruit that fourth klipa, the klipa of noiga, and to be zeichet to perfection of humility, which is when a person gets to a level where even though they recognize how low they are, they know the truth about themselves, they really know how low they are, they consider themselves even less than that.